Mike Markkula. All of this required money. The tooling of this plastic case was going to cost like $100,000, Jobs said. Just to get this whole thing into production was going to be like $200,000. He went back to Nolan Bushnell, this time to get him to put in some money and take a minority equity stake. He asked me if I would put $50,000 in, and he would give me a third of the company, said Bushnell. I was so smart, I said no. It's kind of fun to think about that when I'm not crying. Bushnell suggested that Jobs try Don Valentine, a straight-shooting former marketing manager at National Semiconductor who had founded Sequoia Capital, a pioneering venture capital firm. Valentine arrived at the Jobs' garage in a Mercedes wearing a blue suit, button-down shirt, and rep tie. His first impression was that Jobs looked and smelled odd. Steve was trying to be the embodiment of the counterculture. He had a wispy beard, was very thin, and looked like Ho Chi Minh. Valentine, however, did not become a preeminent Silicon Valley investor by relying on surface appearances. What bothered him more was that Jobs knew nothing about marketing and seemed content to peddle his product to individual stores one by one. If you want me to finance you, Valentine told him, you need to have one person as a partner who understands marketing and distribution and can write a business plan. Jobs tended to be either bristly or solicitous when older people offered him advice. With Valentine, he was the latter. Send me three suggestions, he replied. Valentine did. Jobs met them, and he clicked with one of them, a man named Mike Markkula, who would end up playing a critical role at Apple for the next two decades.